Hello, this is David Noble in Dalgety Bay in Scotland, and welcome to a new series of shows on Radio Edutalk. And today I'm delighted to welcome Essen and Sonia, and we're going to be looking at art education. Welcome to Radio Edutalk, Essen and Sonia.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much. It's great to be online with you.
Yeah, Essen, could you tell Radio Edutalk listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm an artist, an art educator, and also an author. And it has been about 20 years that I have been working, especially with kids, on art education. Yeah. And my Sonia is...
Yeah, when who I am, I mean, I do a lot of things. I write and weave and paint and draw and learn from people I teach, especially children, for many, 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 many years. I mean, about 60, if you like.
Thank you. And could you tell us about the Free Art Learning with Kids project?
Oh, yeah.
It's we like the concept. It's something fresh about it. Like, it's not exactly teaching or training or educating, or it's more like to have the children live together with art. I mean, it's a part of their lives. They learn many things through matter and to use their fantasies. And observations, of course, of daily life and environment, and to try to find out about the world and everything. So it's the method we have developed, we believe in, have fun with. Shortly, I try to introduce.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And so, could you give us some examples of the project then, about the resources that are available for parents or for teachers? And also, could you tell listeners about some of the work that you do directly with young children?
Okay, resources depend on the capabilities and the, you know, anyone can do artwork in their home or in the classrooms. One can have almost no resources or maybe no space almost. But even that, one can create a lot with the kids. Our first art studio was a trailer, was it?
Yeah.
a trailer with vehicles, tires, and it was traveling between the door rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And it was our art studio, traveling all around the building. So one can create very much.
Trying to use the situation, the opportunities around, and flexibilities of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it was a chart we used as a studio.
That sounds great. And do you work in schools or? Do you work with young children?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We work at schools. We work with municipalities, and sometimes in biennials,
or with children in the street.
Yeah, street children. Yeah, we do, and we work in some workshops, national and international sometimes. So we are. We don't work at a certain school because we want to get in touch with as much as kids as we can. So that we do. We just travel around the, everywhere we can.
And can
we
can
like
you
to,
yeah, can you tell listeners a little bit more about your work with street children?
Well, they are, yeah, it's very touching.
Mm-hmm.
They really appreciate the material.
Yeah.
It's so great for them,
mm-hmm.
and meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we were working with a bank and had a studio arranged just close at the street level, and some shoe polishers' children were outside and watching, and you know, it was hard, chilly, winter, Canaim, and we felt they wanted to come in, and okay, they came, and they started to join as well. And this is the way it started, and periodically we had sessions with them also.
Mm-hmm. And it was great with them, that the turning back was great, and building up a trust relationship with was much more important with them, I noticed.
Oh, yes, yes.
To get eye contact, especially, and to build a trust relationship, yeah. That we could do within time. It was not with just one session or so, but it took some time. But after that, it was great. The outcomes, you cannot believe. Mm. They were great, yeah.
Mm.
And
they were not spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You said that working with street children, you had to take your time and build up trust relationships. Now, that's something that doesn't always happen in school. So, do you think that your approach is something that you could share with teachers to make art education better?
Sure. And, you know, we wrote a book, an introduction book, containing the views of ours. But after that, we are planning to write some booklets. And most of them would be on, will be on different techniques, but also, we want to write a booklet on our experiences with the street children, for example, and the children under risk, especially also.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, Sonia, also worked with them, and I, I'm working in an NGO, a volunteer. I am a volunteer in search and rescue operations. And the children in disaster areas, you know, you can observe the same things over there, so it's an approach. If one is ready for the idea and ready for what one will see or feel in those areas, at those situations, then one can create much, and the outcomes will be greater than. So we need to share those experiences, really.
So we are preparing, we are working on a little library on handbooks, on techniques. But it's not just techniques.
Mm-hmm.
We try to integrate our views,
mm-hmm.
kind of interactive.
And the experiences. We have to share them. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at your website then, it seems to me that you're very passionate about bringing more creativity into schools and more creativity into our education,
mm-hmm.
but it's also working with young people to enable them to grow creatively as young people. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Creativity. You know, they don't need to be artists later on, but they will build some self-esteem. That's very important. And, you know, until the age of six, the personalities, 90% of personalities will develop, as you know. And we are trying to help our students on that part of the life. I mean, And we can only do that in the views of, we can only look in the views of artists and art educators. Because that's what we know.
If you permit me, we regard them as little fellow artists.
Yeah, we do.
Not students, exactly.
You know, we don't teach
brilliant.
Them, but we we get trained with them also.
We learn from them.
Yeah, of course.
Get inspired by them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's lovely. And I know that, again, from your website, that, you know, you work with very young children, and obviously many of these young children won't yet be at school. So how do you work with, and how do you engage and build up relationships with parents?
Huh. Well, first of all, you know, a happy child means a happy parent, actually. Mm-hmm. And they get pleased when they can watch developments like this.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, we try to remind them of how did you feel when you were small yourself? And is it very important if you got a little messed up, if you got... many children are afraid of getting messy, or that hands will not be very clean when they work with clay, for instance, and so on. So we try to
relax them,
and also have sessions together with parents. So sometimes parents and children together, mm-hmm. it's very useful, very really efficient. First, the parents, in such a situation, the parent first kind of directs the child, is mm-hmm. the parent, the adult.
Ah, yeah.
But after a while, the child starts to direct the parent. Let's do like this, let's construct like this.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
So they meet somewhere, and it's developed.
And Sonia has experience with 6 months old children. On her lap, working on art.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baby art.
In Sweden, she has done that for years, and I only have experience with 1.5-year-olds. And, you know, they are really like little scientists. They just want to enjoy and discover. Sometimes, they are worried that their hands will get sticky, or, you know, with the materials, but they get over it, no problem. It's just the passion. They want to learn, they want to discover. And, you know, we try to serve them all the time, you know, to help them do whatever they have in their minds. Projects of them.
Oh, realize.
Yeah.
Practically realize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The kind of guidance.
Well, when with the ones that cannot even talk, that's sometimes a bit hard, but we can.
And your approaches are fascinating, and you obviously have great fun working with families and teachers and young children. Now, you must be inspired by other teachers and artists. So could you give us an idea, both of you, who has been an inspiration for you in your work with young children?
Ah. Well,
Reggio Emilia, of course.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's true.
Howard Gardner was, of course.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, Herbert Reed, my teenage hero. Education through art, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the children themselves, or young people in general, because when I was a teenager, I lived in a place where children around discovered what I was doing and they wanted to try themselves, and I gave them a paints, materials, and so on. And then I discovered how natural, what a natural flow they were.
Mm.
how close they were to these materials and how important it was actually for them to express themselves and how powerful a medium it was. So this became right from my youth. And in this country, in Turkey, I came to a mega city. I was a child having been brought up in forests and landscape of Sweden. And I was close to nature, but here is a big town, there were many children and very little nature. So this was my personal, stimulating motivation to share nature, experiencing nature with young children, mm-hmm. the young generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we with the materials, we are especially trying to connect children with the nature. That's a subject. That's a concern of us. We are really trying to do that with the parents also, with the parent uh-huh. and children together workshops. Especially, we are trying to do that very much.
To make them feel like children themselves again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, of course.
As much as possible.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're just coming towards the end of the broadcast, Essen and Sonia. What are you looking forward to in the near future? What kind of projects or parts of your work are going to be coming up in the next few months?
We are in the middle of a book on use of scrap material and recycled materials with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we will work in a factory, the children mm-hmm. of the employees.
Yeah.
And make sculptures with them out of scrap materials.
Mm-hmm.
Big sculptures.
Group
works. So that's a very exciting process.
Yeah, and next month, the half of next month, we will be in another city. With it's a municipality project, and there will be lots of children.
Minor place.
Yeah, the minors are there. 150 children, maybe, will be there, and we will do some local works over there also. So we are trying to... We will focus on taking photographs and sharing them in our website, and also
use them in our coming publications.
Yeah, of course.
Besides, I'm working on an exhibition, art exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being, weaving.
Yeah, so little booklets. You know, they are very useful because when working on a subject, sometimes people we get, you know. We get in a routine and we don't see many things. But in some workshops with others, national or international, workshop with others, with new children or different places, one changes. You know, after all those experiences, she has 58 years of experiences and I do have about 20. But it doesn't matter. When we work in another new project, mm-hmm. in a new place or new children, new things come up. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We will share. We will share all.
Well, it's great. It's great to hear. I'm very glad that you will share, and you know, many listeners to. Many listeners to Radio EduTalk are based in Europe, or many are in the United Kingdom and in Scotland, very far away. Everything that you've shared today, I think, will be of great interest to art educators and other teachers. It's very
Thank
refreshing,
you.
Very innovative. So, where can
Where
can listeners go to find out more about the library that you're building, about the project, and mm-hmm. about how to get in touch?
How to get in touch? It's our website, freeartlearning.com is our website. So from there we can surely get in touch, and we would love to get in touch with your listeners.
And also we are very happy to have this opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Really, it feels very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
really nice.
It's been our pleasure, Sonia and Essen, to have you on Radio EduTalk, and I'm sure that many listeners will be very interested in everything that you've had to say today. So best wishes for the future, and we would love to have you on the show again, maybe next year.
Wonderful, wonderful it would be. Thank you very much. The pleasure is ours.